People warned me these days would be dark and trying. Sure, I'm in France in springtime, but rain is often the unwelcomed host of visits like these. In Brussels, I was kissed by a fledgling rain cloud, which caused not enough to warrant panic. But above me now, on the French-German border, the sky is clear, the sun is bright, and my ears are eager to absorb this place in sound. Here is my walk through the streets of Strasbourg.
De tes amants bien revenus dans tes beaux habits neufs, tu devrais bien quand même voir l'entrée ou alors tu n'as sans doute rien compris.
The city is alive. Despite being one of the richest cities in France, it is still a city. It feels like a city. Compact cars with inefficient mufflers scream constantly. Tomorrow's heroes rush to save lives in speeding, flashing chariots, and residents march with a purpose or drink coffee without one. Strasbourg has changed hands between the French and Germans nearly half a dozen times over the years, and some residents feel like cultural nomads. The train station illustrates the complexity. The older German-style train station is actually enshrouded by a polished glass exoskeleton. Tourists and locals of all shapes and sizes recline on the expansive, soft emerald island beyond the tracks and engines. The grass is welcoming, but most loungers are on phones talking about things and places far from this lazy Sunday. A group of young loungers, all with long hair, strum quietly on cheap guitars, not wanting their music to be heard. Life is mirrored in real time by the scores of polished glass panels enshrouding the station. Less than 300,000 characters live in Strasbourg. A middle-aged man shuffles slowly toward the train station, his IV bag swaying from a rolling companion. Further still down the street is a busy kebab shop. The cook cuts and rotates the meat on the griddle with care and skill. Modern light rail cars slide quietly along carefully laid track in the roadways. Nearby flows one of the three rivers feeding Strasbourg. A fisherman with long deep-sea poles dips fragile bait to lure a fish which may or may not be there. A boat full of tourists disturbs the otherwise typical waterway surrounding Strasbourg's Grande Île, or Main Island. In the heart of the city is its Münster, a one-towered cathedral and seat of the bishop. The cathedral was built by Catholics, but turned Protestant for a time, explaining the odd astronomical clock chiming near the beautifully carved stone Tower of Angels. Outside the Münster, a crowd is gathered. A man dressed in leather sings soprano. It is fitting this dispatch end on the streets, though. Strasbourg, after all, means village on the road, and was a major trade route and through point for thousands of years. Children power their chariots with excitement through this alleyway. Their father stops to take money from a cash machine. These sounds are rich and typical of a city, but beneath them peeps the slightest song of a piano. Despite the traffic and legions of people, Strasbourg is aesthetically pleasing to the eye, and with this subtle song, I was glad to hear something more than sirens and trams. I don't know what the song was, but perhaps something reflective and fitting. At any rate, it was the perfect ending to this day on these European streets.